This is a CBC podcast.
Walking into this place, like, I still remember the first day, like, huge bags under my eyes, my hair all messy, my clothes ripped, like, get me out of this place.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
I'm Olivia. I'm in grade 10 and I'm 16 years old. It started getting bad when I was around 13, 14 years old. Me and my mom had been arguing for a while, and it was just about silly little things at first, like put your dishes in the sink or go take a shower. No, I don't want to take a shower. Like, it was just little things like that, and we both went crazy, and it just got bigger and bigger, and we both didn't realize the extent that we were going to. It was getting violent, and many times the police had gotten called on us from neighbors. There was one time that the police showed up at our house. There was glass thrown all over the floor. We just didn't know what to do. And I just didn't know what was going on with me and my mom. I didn't know what our relationship had turned into. So at that point, I just started rebelling a bit, like, where I was like, why am I even here? Like, why am I fighting with my mom when I can just be off doing something else? I started not coming home on time. I started going to other people's houses, and I knew I shouldn't be there. I'd just go and smoke, or I'd go and pop a Molly or take a Xanax, because that was my way of thinking. I wasn't myself. I was doing drugs and I was crazy because I was just not happy with who I was. And it wasn't my mom's fault. And I know that now. It was me. I chose that path. It was my birthday, and my mom told me not to invite my friend over, but I invited her over anyways. And my friend was also being a bit rude to my mom, which wasn't respectful, but I didn't say anything because I didn't care. And she had kicked my friend out. And I was like, okay, you know what? You want to kick my friend out? I'll leave too. So that was the first night that I had ran away. There was cops out looking for us and everything. And my friend's dad found us, and he saw me there crying. And he said, listen, I'm going to bring you to the police station. I understand what things have been going on. So that night I had gone to the police station, and I had told them about all the violence and all the yelling and everything that's been going on. And they had decided to put me in a foster home because it wasn't a safe environment for me to be at home at that point. When I walked into that foster home, I felt so alone. I felt like I didn't really have anyone anymore. And it was a difficult feeling to feel. Felt like being in grade 8, not having anyone was hard. At that time, I didn't really have love in my heart. I didn't really have anything. I just felt so empty. And I felt like I just had nothing else to lose. The worst day was I was with my friend at this person's house. And I had a meeting with my social worker and my foster mother. So we all had a meeting. And I just really didn't want to go. And I just turned my phone off. And we left. We left the house. We were high. We didn't know what we were thinking. We were like, we were two little girls on the street at 12 a.m. at night. And we just started running. We were anxious. There was lights everywhere. We just didn't know where to go. So we ended up at a park. We both woke up, like, maybe it was like 3-4 in the afternoon. And the police had caught us at that point. We were both put into police cars. And I was driven to my foster home, and she was driven to her house. The day after, it took me so long to go back outside because I was so traumatized from being outside the whole night and from having to run. I think that was hurting me the most is that there was no one really there for me to be like, like, bro, like, wake up. What are you doing with your life? Like, what are you doing? Yeah, there's people saying, like, don't do drugs. It's bad for you. Like, common things. Like, but I wanted someone to really, like, you know what, slap me in the face and be like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? I needed someone to help me find me again. And then that's where AmCal came in. It's a group home. My first 2 weeks were horrific. One of the staff members here knew my biggest fear was spiders. And he had saw me crying and crying. I wanted to leave this place. I hated this place. So he gave me a broom. And he said, go outside and clean all the spiders off the door. So my first night, I had to take a broom and clean all the spider webs off the backyard door. And I guarantee you there was about 50 spiders on that door. Oh my gosh. I was like, I am in hell. Like, I'm not getting out of here. Like, I'm in hell. But I had people for the first time telling me, like, you created this life for yourself. You have to accept your choices and you have to acknowledge your choices. We had a lying circle, and we usually do those circles when the staff members know you're lying about something, but no one admits it. So basically what happens if you're in a lying circle and no one admits it, there's a group consequence for everyone. And a group consequence could be like scrubbing the floors with SOS pads or having cheese sandwiches for dinner. So basically I lied and I didn't tell anyone, and everyone had to scrub the floors, and it was just horrible, and it was all because of me, and I knew that. It took me a couple weeks to really figure out, like, listen, I need to do my stuff right to be able to get out of here. How AmCal works is that we had family meetings, and to see that my mom gave so much effort into trying to fix our relationship really built such a good image of who she is now, and how much, like, I really love her and how much she really did care back then and how much I didn't see it. Our communication level suddenly started to go way up. We started talking about our problems and how we wanted to communicate with each other. And if one of us had a problem with something the other one was doing, we communicate instead of using violence. And AmCal showed us that us talking and being a family again could really be the best thing for us. And it was the best thing for us. To be honest with you, I cried when I left. I created such a big bond with the staff here. Walking into this place, like, I still remember the first day, like, huge bags under my eyes, my hair all messy, my clothes ripped, like, get me out of this place. And then walking out crying of joy, how much it helped me. Now, I mean, my mother and I are the best we can be. We just sit and laugh together for hours. And she says, like, oh, come watch this movie with me. And I'd be like, sure. We just sit together. We cuddle. We go out to restaurants. It's a good having my mother back, you know. It's good knowing that my mother's there for me. And I know that she always will be. And it's a good feeling to have someone there. So now I'm in school full time and also have a job. And this year is the first year in high school I've ever passed math. Like, wow, I got like a 82 in math this year. Like, I was so proud of myself. Like, I used to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, not another day of this stupid craziness. Like, now I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I get to go see my friends at school. I get to go eat some lunch. Like, I just think about things that teenagers should be thinking about. Like, oh, I get to go to a concert in 2 weeks. Like, things like that. Like, simple things.
If you or someone you know is affected by a difficult or dangerous situation, you can call or text Child Help any time of day or night at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or 1-800-422-4453. They help kids in crisis connect with counselors all across North America.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Sherry OKK and Carrie Haber. Associate producer on the series is Jess Shane, with editing and mixing by Crystal Duhame. Look for CBC Mic Drop on Instagram and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Also reach us by email at micdrop@cbc.ca.